This podcast is produced by The Sound Boutique, an award-winning audio production company right here in Shepparton. It produces music for TV and brands, it fixes problem audio for a variety of clients, and yes, it produces podcasts like the one you're listening to right now, as well as providing training for people who want to produce their own. If you'd like help with anything from music, problem audio, or if you'd like your organisation to start a podcast, you can contact The Sound Boutique at the email hello@thesoundboutique.com or via the link in the show notes.
Other people outside the group probably think it's just a running club, another running club. Yeah. But what we think inside the group, it's like a little purple family. I've only been 3 years, but I've made so many friends. And it's so lovely to just to go along. It's more than money. It's like a little social activity.
On paper, Shepparton Running Group is exactly what it sounds like. A free, local group that meets a few times a week and goes for a run. But when you talk to the people who turn up week after week, rain or shine, it quickly becomes clear this is something else entirely. Hello, I'm Gareth, and this is The Shepartonian, local stories told by the people who live them. It's the first episode of 2026, so thank you for listening. We're starting with a reminder that community doesn't have to be complicated. This time, I met up with three members of the Shepparton Running Group, or the SRG, as they call it, John Carey, Emma Morton, and Emma's daughter, Emily. 10 years ago, there wasn't a running group in Shepparton.
When Steve moved here from Hayes area, there wasn't a running club or group. So he put a post out on Facebook, anyone interested in a run. I think 12 people turned up, and then he saw there was a space for a running group in Shepparton.
12 people was enough.
It's always been free to join. I mean, we're not really members, we're part of it.
John came to it later, and for him, it wasn't the mileage that sealed the deal.
One Christmas, I saw the captain, Steve, dressed as an inflatable turkey. And I thought, that's the club for me.
John had run for years, marathons, clubs, training groups, but this felt different.
I've belonged to groups in the past, and it's always been really a bit, Elitist, that's a good word, yeah. It's always been elitist, and if you're a really good runner, you're the kingpins, and if you're not, you get left behind. Whereas this group, I find it so inclusive and so friendly, and, as soon as I started running with them, I thought, oh, this is lovely. They're so friendly. And, the Wednesday night group, it doesn't matter if you're really slow or really fast. Everyone joins in. We agree a different route, all around Shepparton. Yeah. So we get to know all the different parts of Shepparton.
Emma is often described as one of the leading runners in the group. But leadership here doesn't look the way you might expect.
She always turns up, whether it's freezing cold, -3, or 33 degrees. Emma's always turns up, and that's basically where she leads. She leads by example.
Emma didn't come to the group as a seasoned runner.
I ran in a gym, but yeah. Don't do that to people. Get outside.
Yeah.
And since I joined Shepparton, I mean, I've just done I haven't done an ultra marathon, but I've done most other distances, which I never even thought I would do, but everyone just encourages everyone to join in or suggests a crazy run that you think, why would I do that? And then you find yourself doing it.
The council description says all abilities welcome.
The Wednesday group is known as a social run. So even if you are fast, everyone tends to stick in a pack because it's about chatting and getting to know people. Because we do a Monday track session at the athletics track, it's not much time for talking there, it's sort of get on with the session, and we can't really breathe most of the time around the track, so it's not really a chat. The track. We have sessions that we know in advance what we're doing, and it's short distances but fast, whatever fast means for you. So people sometimes think, oh, I'm not fast enough to do speed work, but that's the thing, it's relevant to your pace. So someone can be doing 10 minute miles, someone could be doing 6 minute miles. But for them, it's a hard pace, and that's just...
Not personal progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we all go to, well, not all of us, but many of us go to Park Run on Saturday. various park runs. Some people tour every week to a different one, some people head to the same one. And that's another opportunity where you spot someone in purple, you immediately got a friend at park run. Yeah. And park run in itself is so inclusive and diverse. Mm. So it's another opportunity to run together, but well, you can run with people if you want, but you can also run on your own but still feel part of a bigger group.
Running gives you a different relationship with the place.
That's what I love about this country, is the different changing seasons.
Yeah.
Emma posted a picture this morning of this particular bench. You've posted a few of them. Emma's, and she's almost like showing the different seasons. She's posted this same bench over the year. And today it was totally frozen, big like, frozen lake in front of it.
But with the sun coming up in the background.
Yeah, beautiful. And then we've, especially early in the mornings, when we run, like, half past 6 in the morning, we run with head torches when it's pitch black. And it's magical, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is magical. And we get the sunrise coming up, and there's like a group of eight of you running around the woods, and suddenly the sun starts coming up, and there's a beautiful sunrise.
Yeah.
And it is like, you think, oh my God, this is beautiful. I'm so pleased about here. Yeah. And when it's freezing cold, you're all wrapped up warm. And then when it's boiling hot, you're all in t-shirts and shorts. And it's like, you see the same scenery, but in a completely different perspective.
Yeah.
It's nice seeing the...
And the river looks so different.
Oh, it's stunning,
isn't it? The year, but it's always a joy, really.
Yeah, it's stunning this day. Yeah.
Emma's daughter, Emily, agrees.
You have fun either way. Like, even if it's the winter and it's like -4 and you don't really want to do it, you feel like much better than if you didn't do it. Like, you've accomplished something. And like, even though like in the summer you'll be wearing crop top and shorts and you're like 5 layers in the winter, it's still like fun, and you get that feeling of like reward.
Life is full of moments worth celebrating. The yes to the proposal on holiday, the wedding of your dreams, the joy of welcoming a new baby, or the love that's grown stronger over the years. Celebrant Danielle Davis creates ceremonies that capture your story, unique, joyful, and unforgettable. Whether it's a wedding, a vow renewal, naming, or milestone celebration, Danielle will make it truly yours. Visit danielledavis.uk to start creating ceremonies for every chapter of your life. Shepperton Matters is your monthly community magazine, hand-delivered, available for pickup, and also online at villagematters.co.uk. You'll find it full of stories, history, information, and local traders and advertisers. 9,000 copies are distributed every month. Call Monica Jones on 07979 808 991 for more information.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets playful.
We have to go to Staines 10K. Steve tells you off if you don't do Staines 10K. And there's about 50 of us.
50 of us,
That make it in May every year. And that's a really good... That's when you see just how big...
So are we about 10% of the... runners there? How many runners in Staines?
800.
800. How would you know that?
Because I'm on the committee.
Last year, Emma and another member, Chris, dressed up as Slinky the dog and trained for and ran the London Marathon.
Wow.
Winning a Guinness Book of Record Guinness World Record.
You get the book.
I think
we have a Guinness World Record on the chat.
Yeah.
Two of us.
Two.
Which might be the most Shepperton sentence I've heard so far this year. Almost everyone thinks the same thing before turning up.
I think it doesn't matter your speed as long as you try your hardest. Because everyone's at a different pace. So it's not like everyone's competing and they're all really, really fast and they're all going to beat you. Everyone's doing their own journey in running, and it doesn't really matter because you just try your best and you can accomplish what you want.
And for some people, that starts with Couch to 5K.
SRG, they've organised a Couch to 5K, which is people who've never run before, but they really like the idea of running and being part of a group and getting fit. So they start off at one of the Hazelwood. It's usually based at Hazelwood. There's others around the area. Mm. If you look up counts to 5K, some people are very unfit and they've literally can run 50 meters before they start, you know, about to collapse. Yeah. And gradually, week after week, session after session, they're encouraged to run a little bit further, run, walk a bit, run a bit, walk a bit. And before they know it, they can run 5K. And one of our members, he started last year, a member, Chris, and he'd never really run before, and he did his 5K, and he carried on coming down to track, and he got faster and faster and did further and further runs. And later in the year, he did his first half marathon. So within a year, he'd gone from not a runner to a half marathon. Incredible.
So if you're listening to this on a Wednesday afternoon, what can you expect if you turn up?
Well, a discussion about the route or a recap of the route. We tend to put it out on Facebook in advance if we've decided on one, so people know roughly the route. But we make sure everyone's turned up that we're expecting to show up. Head torches on if it's dark, and then someone follows someone, yeah. And it starts.
But I think if we've seen someone who's new and we don't recognise them, we want to know who they are. Are they okay? Have you run before? And if they want someone to run with, you know, there's always someone who will be, I can't run very fast. Don't worry, I'll run with you.
Yeah. Make sure everyone's accounted for at the,
The end. That's true. Yeah, we wait at the end. So obviously people, there is a spread of runners and it does spread out a bit. We try not to get too far.
Yeah.
Also, when it's dark, you don't want to just leave someone behind.
And if you know the route and you want to cut it a bit shorter, then, you know, that's fine too. You don't have to push yourself if you feel that that's a bit long for you. But I think, as I said, people are surprised that actually it's not as far as they think. In a group, you're chatting, time just flies.
There's no membership fee, no pressure to perform, no expectation beyond turning up. Just a group of people in purple meeting outside the co-op at 7:30.
Well, you say outside the co-op, but it's really outside Mockaddy.
That's right, yeah.
There's quite a lot of us, can't we?
They're all in purple.
Yeah, in purple.
Yeah. Because it was cold.
If you're curious about the Shepparton Running Group, or SRG, you don't need to sign up, register, or commit to anything. Just turn up outside the co-op on Shepparton High Street at 7:30 on a Wednesday evening. If it's dark, bring a head torch. If you're nervous, that's normal. You'll find a group of people in purple, who'll notice you've arrived, make sure you're looked after, and wait for you at the end. Thanks so much to John, Emma and Emily, and everyone at the Shepparton Running Group for sharing their story. You can find links and details in the show notes. I'm Gareth, and this has been The Shepartonian. See you around.